Hi, this is Eileen from Team Burglars, and concerning this article, I agreed with it and like what the article stated, because I feel that their thoughts about scientists are true because they are like us. You know, they're regular human beings. They're not like a superhero, which, you know, they know everything exactly about everything. They do have their faults, as all humans do, and I believe that scientists are like us because they aren't perfect, and we all make mistakes concerning with whichever situation we're faced with. And so I believe that physics is the fundamentals of science, because basically I think it's a basis, you know, meaning basically a backbone to the other science fields, because I believe that physics relates to the other fields. Like, there's motion, and it also helps you relate like items in physics to, say, biology or chemistry. I believe like they're all linked to each other somehow in certain areas, and I think that's why physics is, you know, the fundamentals of science. And so I believe critical thinking is a big part of the physics problem-solving method, because it could lead and give you a more accurate answer, and it helps if you know like how to apply critical thinking and the skills you have obtained throughout your education. Because if you know what you need to do on any certain problem or situation you have, you can apply that to the problem-solving method, which we use in physics to figure out like what is stated, what you have given, which items or values you need to use to come up with new answers that you're being asked for. And so the next question leads me to what my thoughts are about formal training in the physics problem-solving method. And I believe it does produce more successful people, because they have a better sense, you know, a background of what they need to do. It's not like, you know, someone told them, oh, do this, do that, and all of a sudden, like, they don't know what to do. If someone that has formal training in this particular thing, that they have the tools and the prior ideas to apply them when they do the problem solving method. And so, like, one of my personal experiences where I had a conflict about my opinions with theirs was just concerning abortion and what we both felt about it, because my friend felt that they should tell their parents, you know, that if they were to have an abortion, because my friend believed that it's their own parents, and, you know, they gave birth to them, so she felt that her, like, a person's parents would have the right to know if their daughter was going to have that done to her or not. On my part, I believe it is the girl's, you know, perspective on whether she should tell her parents or not about if she's going to have that abortion. I mean, it is her body. It is her, you know, future baby. You may say that. But she should have the right to do as she pleases and not have to feel forced to tell her parents about how if she's going to have the abortion or not. You know, it's like she's old enough to, you know, have sex, like probably premarital sex, and, you know, risk herself in being pregnant. So I believe with a sense of being an adult, like, she should know, you know, for her own self whether or not abortion is right for her, and that it is her body, and she should, you know, take care of herself and what she pleases without having to tell her parents if she's having one or not.